Turkey's president is promising a military shakeup after last week's failed coup. More than 7,000 soldiers are in custody, including nearly 100 generals. Turks were glad to see the coup thwarted, but some are wondering if the armed forces are in any condition to deal with the many challenges that face the country. NPR's Peter Kenyon has this look at Turkey's demoralized military.
The Turkish armed forces have plenty to deal with, fighting ISIS, combating Kurdish militants in the southeast, and managing chaotic borders with Syria and Iraq. In this rough neighborhood, Turks have relied on their strong military culture. Service is compulsory for young men, and many Turks are proud of having the second largest army in NATO, behind the U.S. That pride suffered a wrenching blow on July 15th, as people watched online videos of Turkish soldiers involved in the coup attempt opening fire on their own people. The government blames followers of cleric Fethullah Gulen for the coup attempt, a charge Gulen denies. Either way, the military has suffered a huge blow to its morale, cohesion, and perhaps its effectiveness. A Turkish foreign policy analyst, who asked not to be identified or even recorded for fear of retribution, says the army now faces not only a leadership vacuum, but a severe loss in public trust. He says the images of young soldiers being beaten by pro-government crowds are now burned into the public consciousness. Military families come day after day to an Istanbul court in hopes of getting news about their sons, brothers, and husbands. A man who gives his first name, Saim, says he's furious that coup-plotting commanders would use his 20-year-old son as a foot soldier and then leave him to be arrested.
Vallahi çok üzgünüm de böyle giderse daha da kötü olacak. Benim iki oğlum var, ben ikisini de göndermeyeceğim aslında.
Saim says he's now reluctant to send his two other sons to the military. His nephew at his side says he's afraid to begin his military service now. How can he sign up to protect his country if he might wind up in jail, blamed for a crime he had nothing to do with? President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has had a roller coaster relationship with the staunchly secular military. Once a target for his religious views, he allied with Fethullah Gulen to try and convict hundreds of generals, cases that were later thrown out. In recent years, Erdogan turned against Gulen and seemed to be forging better ties with the armed forces. Now, says Turkey expert Aaron Stein at the Atlantic Council, Erdogan must protect against future coups while rebuilding a military that's badly weakened.
What the coup demonstrated is that there's a senior officer corps that's entirely divided to the point where you had senior Turkish generals who carried out essentially a war against the state. All of this points to a military that's divided, fractured, and perhaps broken.
The government says such fears are overblown. Presidential advisor Ibrahim Kalin says despite the headlines about thousands of arrested soldiers, that's a fraction of a military estimated at 500,000 or more.
Those who have been detained, their positions are filled as we speak right now. The top commanders, they are in their positions. They are in full control of the situation. So let's underline this. We have a very strong, large army.
But analyst Aaron Stein says replacing the veteran officers lost to this purge will take time. Meanwhile, he says Washington and the West will look on anxiously.
And the United States has a very strong interest in Turkish stability, full stop. And so, you know, a failed coup plot with airstrikes in the capital, you know, challenges the fundamental assumption that while Turkey may be a problematic ally, it was nevertheless considered to be stable, where I think the events of the recent days say that it's profoundly unstable.
Be that as it may, Turks aren't about to abandon their military, and the West doesn't have many options when it comes to allies in this troubled region. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.